The PSC has also signed off on letting Florida Power & Light recoup the cost of the pipeline's construction by charging customers additional fees. Those fees would help pay for a project that could transport $15 billion worth of natural gas over the next 25 to 40 years. The effort is expected to yield more than 8,000 temporary construction jobs, and when complete, it would be the third natural gas pipeline in the state. Public Service Commissioner Eduardo Balbus says it's substantially increase Florida's natural gas supply.
You know, we have two existing pipelines at or near capacity. This adds the third one, and I think that Florida Power and Light went through the steps to make sure it's the most cost-effective option, and I fully support it.
The pipeline could be finished as soon as 2017 if approved by other state and federal agencies, including the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The proposed route runs from southeastern Alabama through Georgia and down to central and south Florida. Fuel from the system would be used by consumers throughout Florida, and FP&L customers would only be charged for what they use. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.